And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. A reminder, a dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. today for Guthrie, Adair, and Union counties where visibility is maybe one quarter mile or less. And there is a winter weather advisory that will be in effect from 6 a.m. Thursday to 6 a.m. on Friday for Cass and most of our surrounding counties. We look for snow and blowing snow Thursday with total snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches possible and winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. That winter weather advisory kicks in at 2 a.m. on Thursday and will run until noon for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Creston police this morning report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 23-year-old Paige O'Neill from Creston. She was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. O'Neill was cited for the offense and released on a summons to appear in court. And a man residing in the 800 block of West Adams Street in Creston reported to police yesterday that sometime between January 31st and February 1st, someone slashed a rear tire on his vehicle while the vehicle was parked outside the man's home. The damage was estimated at $150. A head-on collision in Dallas County last night claimed the life of an adult female and injured two others, including a child. The State Patrol says a 2009 VW Jetta driven by 53-year-old Stephen Joseph Wink of Council Bluffs was traveling south on Dallas County Road P-58 about a mile south of Perry just before 11 p.m. when his vehicle crossed into the northbound lane and struck a 2001 passenger car driven by 40-year-old Danielle Denise Hardesty of Minburn. Hardesty died at the scene. Her passenger, 7-year-old Javen Sorensen, also of Minburn, and Stephen Wink were injured and transported to hospitals in Des Moines by Dallas County EMS. Authorities say driver impairment is suspected as the cause of that crash, which remains under investigation. An accident investigation in Fremont County Sunday resulted in an arrest. Deputies discovered a vehicle in a ditch a little after 2 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 275 and 120th Street near Tabor. The driver, 29-year-old Jacob Benjamin Brown of Thurman, was arrested for operating while intoxicated. Third offense, a Class D felony. Brown was released after posting a $5,000 bond, or 10% of $5,000. The Harlan Police Department on Tuesday issued a report on arrests over the past couple of weeks. Authorities say on January 22nd, 18-year-old Trent James Ring of Minden was arrested following a traffic stop on a possession of a controlled substance charge. 4 days later, 45-year-old Rick Allen Irwin of Woodbine was arrested in Harlan. He was charged with driving while barred and possession of drug paraphernalia. On January 29th, 60-year-old Brenda Lee Mercil of Denison was arrested in Harlan on a Pottawatomie County warrant. The next day, 29-year-old Laura Knoll of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. And last Saturday, 23-year-old Rhiannon Shea Grant Fole of Madison, Wisconsin, was arrested during a traffic stop in Harlan. She was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, operating while intoxicated, eluding, interference with official acts, reckless driving, failure to maintain control, and failure to obey a stop sign. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Monday reported the arrest on January 29th of 35-year-old Brandon Amos Woodruff of Omaha. He was arrested on a Mills County warrant for being a fugitive from justice. And Glenwood police report three arrests. On Monday, 37-year-old Christina Irwin of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Irwin's bond was set at $2,300. And on Sunday, 49-year-old Earl Noscable of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond set at $1,000. Last Friday, Glenwood police arrested 47-year-old Edwin Rogers of Glenwood on a Mills County warrant for a probation violation. His bond was set at $5,000. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the second of three suspects accused of firing shots into a Sioux City home during a New Year's party has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and other charges. 18-year-old Carlos Morales of Sioux City entered his plea on Monday. Police allege that Morales and two others fired at least 27 shots into a house where 20 to 25 people were staying and partying. 18-year-old Mita Kritis was killed and three others were injured. Morales' brother, 19-year-old Christopher Morales, pled not guilty earlier to the same charges. A third suspect, 18-year-old Anthony Bauer, has not entered a plea. A fifth person working at the Iowa Capitol has tested positive for the coronavirus. Iowa House Chief Clerk Megan Nelson said in a notification on Tuesday that the individual was last in the building on Thursday. She said the person worked on the House side of the building and had worn a face covering at all times. Two cases were reported Saturday, and Representative Amy Nielsen of North Liberty has confirmed she was one of them. That marks the first known case of an Iowa lawmaker contracting the virus during the session. She says that she believes she was infected at the Capitol, where Republican leaders do not require masks. And a bill that would make contraceptives like the pill available to adult women without a prescription is now eligible for debate in the Iowa House. Governor Kim Reynolds announced her support of the move in 2018, and the Republican-led Iowa Senate endorsed it 2 years ago, but key Republicans in the House opposed the idea. This year's bill becomes law. Republican Representative Ann Meyer of Fort Dodge says women who show a photo ID to a participating pharmacist could get a 3-month supply of contraceptives from behind the counter, then another year's worth after that.
It requires consultation with a primary care or a woman's health care practitioner after the initial 27 months.
Today, Iowa women must go to a doctor and get a prescription for birth control patches and pills. Representative Beth Wessel-Kroeschel of Ames, a Democrat, says the bill will help women who can't afford frequent doctor's visits.
This is a good step forward. Since we lost the Medicaid family planning waiver, many women have been really struggling to find birth control.
Contraceptives wouldn't technically be over-the-counter medication, so they'll still be covered by insurance if the bill becomes law. It passed the House Human Resources Committee on a 15-2 vote Tuesday afternoon. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.